From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Reverend Jesse Jackson has been front and center during the Katrina aftermath since day one. He's in Memphis, Tennessee today to convene a meeting of religious leaders and Patricia Boyd, the head of the American Red Cross. Jackson has been very critical of the federal government's response to the hurricane and says better systems must be put in place. He joins us today via cell phone from Memphis, where he's gathered with a group of truckers who have brought supplies to the region. Reverend Jackson, thanks for joining us, and you want to share a story with us.
We're here for two reasons. One, a national group of leaders today, Bishop Vashon McKenzie, Bishop Henry Williamson, and Reverend Major Demerson, Reverend John Cherry, and the like, to connect with FEMA and Red Cross, because in many places they have not gone yet. We were yesterday down in Jackson, Mississippi, Macomb, Mississippi, Liberty, Mississippi. Many small towns are yet in the dark. Do not have FEMA support. People do not want to fill out their FEMA vouchers and can't get the money. And while that is people being denied resources, in Mississippi, 50,000 people are in Mississippi staying in relative homes. But their money should follow them, whether it's children in school or people at home. Here in Memphis today, I'm right now at the Army Old Depot with 300 trucks full of product. Been here for a week, 300 trucks full of high quality and product. Drivers making $900 a day sitting idle. They've used about $2,000 worth of gas. The truck must keep running 24 hours a day with no place to go. It's really a classic case of ways for an abuse why people cannot get basic services in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana.
Reverend Jackson, we should note that you have been on the ground in many cities since really the beginning of this. I'm curious whether you are shocked at the ineptness we are seeing in terms of the aftermath.
You know, it is ineptness, but it even may be more than that. For example, we had knowledge that Katrina was coming. We knew that the levees that could not handle a size 3 hurricane. There was no mass plan, even though there was a mass warning, for evacuation, or for rescue, or for relief, or relocation, or family reunification. But there is a mass plan for reconstruction. Why couldn't Louisiana citizens who pay taxes be relocated in the highlands of Louisiana? After all, there was England Air Force Base on you, 3,000 acres. Bell Chase Military Base, State Park, Federal Park. Why couldn't Louisiana people have as their first option moving to Louisiana? Instead, they're in 34 states around the country. And so while the poor people move out, I'm afraid through gentrification they may not get back in, because as they are moving out and being dispersed, FEMA's issuing out these huge contracts to Halliburton and the Shaw Group and Bechtel Group. The people who are disaster victims should have the first priority on jobs and contracts for relocation. They suspended the rules. It makes it difficult for small businesses to get the contracts to clean up while big corporations get them. To compound the sense of pain I have is that on FEMA's list of preferred giving groups to give to, Red Cross is number one. But number two is Operation Blessing. Pat Robertson's group is number two, and to give resources to. Something about this does not smell right to me, Ed.
Reverend, talk to me about what you and the other religious leaders hope to galvanize while you're down there.
Well, I found the reason we're pulling together the religious leaders and political leaders is that the leaders in, say, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, have not had that kind of joint meeting. So each of us has a different angle on this from where we sit, but we've not had a kind of convening meeting. So we can look at FEMA. The head of Red Cross, Ms. Evans, will be here today. But, of course, FEMA has a new director, and we have not talked a new person assigned, because Brown is still the director of FEMA, I might add. But FEMA, we're going to have a mass meeting tonight in Baton Rouge. We may very well have to march on FEMA. We must break up a process where these big companies are getting these chronic-driven contracts, while the victims of Hurricane or Katrina cannot get food, nor water, nor living conditions.
You mentioned Michael Brown, Reverend Jackson. We know that he has, though not admitted, been demoted. Do you want him fired?
It's irrelevant because he's gone, but the system is in place. What I really want is that the victims of Hurricane Katrina get first priority on cleaning up where they live. In this $50 billion deal that Bush pushed through Congress last week, in that $50 billion deal, they're suspending the rules. So I said, so suspend the rules on Davis Bacon, so workers do have to make decent wages, so that the local people do not get priority on jobs and contracts. So the big issue for me is not what happens to Michael Brown as some lightning rod. What happens to the people of the Gulf region, who should in fact have the first option on reconstruction contracts for where they live? And there should be a moratorium on foreclosure and a victim's relief fund. And the insurance companies must not allow to be tricky. Some are telling people, you had flood insurance, but this was a hurricane. Well, the hurricane created the flood. The flood caused the hurricane. And so that's just kind of tricky stuff. So we need a kind of oversight to protect people from predators and tricksters.
Reverend, with about a minute to go, I can't let you go without asking you about the confirmation hearings that will start today in Washington for John Roberts. Your thoughts?
Well, President Bush took days to get to the hurricane site and minutes to appoint Judge Roberts, who has bona fide right-wing credentials. He urged the President Reagan to not extend the Voting Rights Act in 1982. The position on the rights of women and labor and civil rights are rather dismal. And so we have some moral and political obligation to fight this nomination. It does not serve us well as we seek civil rights and social justice for all Americans.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, he joins us via cell phone from Memphis, Tennessee, where he will convene a meeting of over 100 ministers and the head of the American Red Cross. Reverend, we thank you for joining us today.